Grace, what would you like me to tell you a story about?
A princess.
Would there be anybody else in the story?
You make up, I don't know.
Okay, so how about a story about a princess and a fish?
Okay.
Okay, well, when I was a little boy, this story was told to me by my father. And he heard it from his mother. And his mother heard it from her mother. So it was a bit like a story that was handed down in the family.
Except from mother to mother, father.
That's right. Like I'm handing you down stories now, so you can someday pass them on when you're older. Anyway, this is about a princess who lived in the castle that was outside Limerick. The castle was called Cratlow Castle, and it's a really, really old castle. Now, as castles go, it was quite small. It really only had one huge, enormous room on each floor of it. So you had to go up a ladder to get from the bottom to the middle to the top. And it was before they built stairs that went around and around. Do you remember we've been in some castles where you have stairs that go round and round?
Yeah.
And you have to hold on to the sides?
Yeah.
Well, it was before they were able to build those, and it was when they had ladders. That was the only way to get up and down. Now, the princess was a really nice young girl, and this happened when she was 7. And she used to go for a walk in the woods around Cratlow. There are huge woods around Cratlow. And the woods had lots of birds and rabbits and foxes and badgers. I'm not sure if it had any other animals. They were the ones that I was told about. But she loved going in the woods. And she had a soldier who went with her everywhere. He was like her bodyguard. You know what a bodyguard is?
No.
A bodyguard protects you from somebody attacking you. So if you are going to have somebody attack you, a bodyguard protects you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially when a princess.
Yeah. Now, actually, just because we are queuing up here, and it's going to take ages to go through the tunnel, I'm going to go into town. Go that way. Okay? It looks like there are no traffic lights down there. Okay, back to the story. So, the princess had the bodyguard. And as often as she could, she'd go out to the forest or the woods. And she just loved listening to the birds, particularly the thrushes. Thrushes could sing a very sweet song. And she liked it. And she also liked it when there were blackbirds and thrushes in the woods together at the same time. And in those days, they used to have linnets who made an absolutely beautiful sound. But anyway, this story isn't about birds. It's about something entirely different.
About a fish.
She was walking through the woods one day, and they went to a part of the woods which they'd never been in before. And it looked as if nobody had ever been there before. But they went through past the trees, and they saw a little stream meandering its way through the woods, going up and down crooked like a wavy line. And there, on the side of the river, the small river, was a very old man sitting on a stone with a fishing rod. Now, the very old man with the fishing rod looked like he'd been there for 100 years. He had a very long beard. And he was not moving, just sitting there all by himself. And beside him was a fire. And beside the fire was a small little frying pan. And the frying pan was not on top of the fire, but very near it. And the princess watched and watched and watched, and she told her bodyguard to keep incredibly quiet. She said, shh. And the old man didn't say anything. And while the princess was watching, the old man caught a fish. Now, it was actually quite a strong fish, so the old man had to work very hard with the fish on the line to pull the fish in, and it took him about 25 minutes to bring the fish in on the line. And it was a salmon. It was glistening silver, really, really powerful fish, beautiful fish, which was jumping around all over the place. But the old man had a net, and he picked the fish up in the net. And as soon as he had the fish in the net, the little girl got a real shock. He hit the fish over the head with an iron bar, and he killed the fish. And the princess could look at the old man's face, and she saw that he looked about 20 years younger than he'd ever looked before. And the old man had a huge smile on his face. And as soon as he did that, he dropped the fish into the frying pan and put some oil in the frying pan. I think he actually got some butter or something like that that he used. Anyway, he dropped the fish into the frying pan and he started to cook it. Then the little girl couldn't hold on to herself any longer, and she went up and she pulled at his cloak. The old man practically didn't see her. He was so concentrating on cooking the fish that she had to pull two or three times. And in the end, she actually had to stand on his foot before the old man looked down and said, "Oh, my goodness, what are you doing here?" "I saw you," she said. "I saw you catch the fish." And the old man said, "What? So what? What's important about that?" And she said, "It's fantastic. You caught the most beautiful fish I've ever seen in my life. And now you're cooking it." "Yes, I am. I need to cook this fish," he said. "And the reason, do you know why I have to cook this fish?" And she said, no, I've been fishing for this fish for 20 years, he said. Now, can you imagine an old man fishing for a fish for 20 years?
No.
"Well, that's why I've got such a long beard," he said. "The beard is stretching down to my toes, and that's because every single day I spend sitting at this stream. And do you know why I'm at this stream?" The little girl said no, and she waved with her hand to her bodyguard to tell him to keep away and keep in behind the tree, because she was afraid that the old man would stop talking, and she thought this was very interesting. So the old man said, "Well, this is a very, very special fish, and the fish is very, very old. The fish is actually older than me. This is not like a normal fish. This fish is called the salmon of knowledge." "The salmon of knowledge," said the girl. "That's a funny name for a fish. I know what a salmon is. We've eaten them in the castle. But what is the salmon of knowledge?" "Aha," said the old man. "People don't know that the salmon of knowledge is a very old fish who has got all the knowledge of everywhere in the world. This fish is the cleverest fish that has ever existed, and every single bit of knowledge, like anything we know about medicine, anything we know about the stars, anything we know about music, song, dance, books, anything we know about science, anything we know about experiments, and anything we know about how to build a bridge or a motor car or even a television, this fish, by some kind of strange magic, has got all that knowledge. And it has all the knowledge about what happened in the olden days, even right back to the Big Bang. You know what the Big Bang is?
Yeah.
Right, and it even knows about black holes." "My goodness," said the girl. I never heard of this kind of fish." "Well, of course you never heard about it," he said. "It's
Dad, are we going to be late?"
I don't think so. The traffic is going fairly quick. I'm driving as quick as I can.
Okay, so continue.
Okay, continue, right. So, he said, it's a secret that this fish exists. It's a secret that nobody knows. And I am the happiest man in the whole world today because I've caught the fish. And then the man looked down at the fire and he saw that the fire was going out. The fire was going out, the flames were nearly going away. He had been talking to the princess for such a long time that he was afraid he wasn't going to be able to cook the fish. And he said, look, girl, I want you to do something for me. I want you to watch the fish, right? Whatever you do, don't touch it, right? Just don't, and don't eat any of it, right? It's not cooked and it wouldn't be safe for you to eat it. Just watch it and, you know, just keep an eye on it in case anybody comes along. And I'll just be away for a few minutes. I'll go into the woods and I'll get some of those small little twigs that are lying under the trees. Okay, she said. Okay, I'll do it. Do I have to do anything? Nothing at all, he said. I don't want you to do anything. All I want you to do is keep an eye on the fish. Okay, and with that, the old man disappeared. He just went in the forest. Hey, Grace, look at the sky. What a sky, eh?
Just continue the story.
What?
Sorry, like the story, so can you continue?
Yeah. And there's the boat, the Julia. You know the one that goes to Wales?
Yeah.
Okay, back to the story. Anyway, as soon as the man was gone, the princess kept her eye on the fish. She was watching it. And after a little while, she got a little bit bored. She got a bit fed up. And she decided that maybe the fish needed to move a little bit on the frying pan. So she got one of the last sticks that was lying on the ground. And she tried to push the fish with the stick. And then she noticed that it was sticking to the frying pan a bit. So she started to put her finger on the fish to push it so that it would move a little bit over to where there was a bit more oil. Now it was really, really hot. And just as she was putting her hand to try to push the fish, do you know what happened? A little bit of hot oil splattered from the fish and it hit her in the hand, and a tiny, tiny bit of skin of the fish splattered off the fish with the oil, and it actually landed on her thumb. And do you know what she did? She did the same as anybody would do if they just had a little burn on their finger. What do you think she did with her finger? She put it into her mouth. That's exactly what she did. And as soon as she put it into her mouth, she felt a very strange tingling in her mouth. It was a bit like those fizzy sweets. You know the fizzy sweets that you can get?
Yeah.
Well, a real tingle in her mouth. And just as she was getting the real tingle in her mouth, the old man came out of the woods and he came back and he said, "Has everything been all right?" And she said, yes, everything's all right. But I've got a very strange tingling in my mouth. I got a bit of oil and from the fish burnt me. And I put my thumb in my mouth and it was like a little explosion in my mouth, really. Oh, no, said the man. You mean you put your finger in your mouth and some of the oil and maybe a tiny bit of the fish came off? And went in your mouth? Yes, she said, but I didn't touch the fish. I did exactly what you said. The old man looked at her and he said, "Do you know what you have done?" He said, "I have been fishing for this fish for 20 years. And the thing about this fish is that if you eat this fish, you get all the knowledge from the fish. You get all the knowledge of the whole world from the beginning of time to today. And you my girl, you have taken all that knowledge from the fish because you have eaten a little bit of the fish. But she said, I didn't mean to do that. The old man looked as if he was going to drop, and he said, I'm the saddest man alive. A few hours ago, or even less than an hour ago, I was the happiest man alive. You, my dear, are the wisest woman who will ever live. And I am the most disappointed. And the little princess took his hand. And she held it, and she squeezed him, his hand, and she said, don't cry, don't cry. If I have all the knowledge in the world, it will get me nowhere unless I have a big heart and can love other people. I could know all about the stars, all about the oceans, all about everything, but it will be no good to me unless I am friendly and nice to other people. If you like, you can come and live in the castle with us. And anytime you want to know something, anytime you want to know anything at all, you just have to ask me. You'll just have to ask me. I will be a bit like your personal book. You can ask me anything, like a dictionary, and I will tell you. The old man smiled, and he said, you know, you're the kindest girl I have ever met in my life. I would love to come and live in your castle. Do you think your mother and father would be okay with that? Not only my mother and father, she said, but my dog. My dog loves beards. My dog would love to pull your beard. What? Yes, I have a little white dog. His name is Fluffy. And he lives with us in the house. And he would love to pull your beard. And the king and queen will be ever so happy that I have all the knowledge in the world. But it's thanks to you, and they will welcome you into their home for the rest of your life. And do you know what happened? She went back with the old man to the castle, told her mother and father exactly what had happened. And while she was telling them, the dog came running up, and the dog jumped at his face and landed in the middle of the beard. And that's the story of how the princess, that's a story that was handed down to me, all the way from my great-great-grandmother. So what do you think of that? What do you think? Did you like it? Okay. You want to carry on playing with the iPad, I know.
No, I don't.
Did you like the story?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was lovely to tell it to you, and that's the end. Goodbye, story.